It's time for Product Genius with Tiffany Krumen.
Greetings, salutations, everybody. My name is Stephen Julian. I am your slightly annoying co-host for the ongoing journey of Product Genius with Tiffany Krumen's. Also today with Gifford Pace from Fulfillment Strategies International.
The crowd roars.
It does. Right. It does. How you doing, Gifford?
I'm doing wonderful.
Fantastic. How are you doing, Tiffany?
I'm good.
Good. I've taken 10 seconds to say how you doing, and that's like one of the most worthless questions ever.
What kind of co-host are you?
Yeah.
I'm fine.
I'm good.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Great.
Yeah.
Highly adequate.
And I'm always honest, and you laugh at me. I'm like, it was terrible. I didn't sleep.
You don't say that. You don't say that.
I want
How are you doing?
Did you not sleep?
I'm actually doing well today. No. I did sleep well.
You sleep.
Okay. Yeah.
She did send me a text that it was a
at what time?
Crap storm week? Is that what you said?
That was yesterday. Yeah. Today's better.
You know why?
I got to use the crap emoji, right? With the kids looking over my shoulder.
No, you know why today is better?
Why?
Because you're in the studio with Gifford Pace, and we have a fantastic guest.
Yes,
by the way, tease of our guest, one of the coolest products. We have a lot of great, cool products. We have wonderful products, wonderful guests. This is one of the most utilitarian products.
Yes.
That we've ever had on the show. A utility tool that will blow your mind.
Yes.
So can't wait to get to that. Before we get to that, I want to remind everybody that Product Genius with Tiffany Krumen is available on your favorite podcasting platforms. Make sure you become a subscriber. Make sure you tell us what you think of the show. Unless you have something bad to say, then we really don't want to hear it. You can move on with your life and we'll move on with ours. We do this show because it's called Product Genius because we want to work with product-based businesses, product-based entrepreneurs. We want to help them take the next step in their business development. And one of the things we have to do, yeah, is Tiffany, have you ever, I'm not going to ask you if you've been part of a 12-step program, but have you been around, have you heard about 12-step
yes.
program? The first step is admitting that you have a problem,
yes.
right? The first yes. step is, and so one of the things of Product Genius is we always admit
right.
we are not a genius of everything.
Yep.
And that is why we started the show, is because we get to work with geniuses like Gifford from Fulfillment Strategies International.
Yes.
And one of the things you guys do as a genius, you guys are a genius at what?
Fulfillment.
And strategies around fulfillment on an international
scale.
Exactly. You guys help people logistically, right?
Yeah, we basically help folks with inventory management and order fulfillment. And then also kitting is a big part of our work that we do.
So one of the things we love to say on the show, when you guys are on especially, if you want to get your garage back, if you want to get your basement back, you want to get your bonus room back as you're building your product-based business, work with FSI. They will help you in so many more ways than just shipping. And one of the coolest things we love to say in this crazy year of 2020 is a big giant company that starts with an A told a lot of business product-based businesses, yeah, we won't ship your product right now because it's all about essential.
It's essential.
And what did FSI say to their clients?
We said, we're all essential.
Bring it on, baby.
Everybody's matters,
essential. That's right.
So,
that's right.
I mean, it is one of those where we didn't stop. The COVID did not stop us. It put a little bit of a pause on us, but it was still a matter of still going through and getting packages out. Because guess what? E-commerce during this time skyrocketed.
Exactly. Because we couldn't get out to the stores as much as we are. And so now that's continuing. You guys are continuing to work with your small-based businesses. And so
they offered to do this small business spotlight,
there
right?
There you go.
So we shifted from Shark Tank because I think they wanted to show, FSI wanted to show some love to the types of small businesses that they work with every day.
I
kind of like that we're doing that because we do a lot of Shark Tank spotlights.
So we're doing a small business spotlight.
Yes.
But that spotlight still being powered by FSI. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Thank Appreciate you. It. So, Tiffany, I'm going to let you introduce the guest.
Yes. So our guest today is Scott Anderson of iFlex. And Scott and I met on LinkedIn maybe a couple years ago now. It's been quite a while. And we just started talking and chatting about his product and how he was bringing, I think I was around when he first launched it. And he has come so far. He was doing all of that while serving in the military. And the reason we chose him for our small business spotlight today is because today is a big day for him. Scott is retired from the military after 30 years, and this is his first day of retirement. And like you said, I don't remember if you said this on air or off
air. Yeah, I said it off air. You can bring it on air. It's okay.
Yeah. How could he spend his first day with us? And he chose to actually spend it with us. So
that's a great introduction.
Excited to have him.
Scott Anderson from iFlex, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So iFlex, I'll say it at the very beginning. His website is theiflex.com, I-F-L-E-X.com. For those people that haven't yet gone to the website, tell everybody about iFlex and what it is.
Okay. Well, like you said, the iFlex, it's a utilitarian device that does everything from holding your cell phone, tablet, curling iron to tacos and beer. We developed the iFlex. It's true. So it's made with a food grade silicone. So it's safe for, you know, little ones, be it with 2 feet or 4 feet, to kind of nibble on. And we went out there and developed this. And what we found out is through our social media and consumers that we actually develop not just something that's going to hold your cell phone and tablet, which was the primary goal, but, you know, the uses are pretty much endless. We basically say the only limitation is your imagination with the iFlex.
Well, you probably didn't know any of those uses in the beginning, right? Your goal was one thing, and then all of a sudden people start using it for random stuff, and you go, I guess this is better.
Absolutely. We designed it to actually help with airfare. when you're flying in the air, you know, to be able to hold your cell phone and your tablet. We've seen it 3 hours on a plane, and you know, people are just scrunched up in their seat, holding their phone, watching their show. And we thought there was a better way, and that was really our goal. But come to find out, we actually developed something that we didn't know we did.
Mm-hmm. So the idea is it is very flexible, hence the name iFlex, right? So it's very moldable, bendable, and flexible. And so, like you said, the original thing was, hey, it can be this stand, but it can also it can be a stand that you can create in a lot of different ways. And I love on your website, it's like show us ways that it, I can't remember exactly how it's stated, but kind of, hey, show us how you're, show us your flex. Yeah,
I'll tell you how flex. I've used it. I've actually wrapped mine around a ladder on my front porch so that it would hold my phone for an interview, because I wanted the phone right in front of me and I wanted it at my height and had no other way to get it there. So I wrapped the iFlex around the ladder rung and then held my phone.
So the coolest one I saw on the website was wrapped around a beer can. So that was cool. Can you give some other great examples of clients and how they've used it?
Absolutely. So so you have the beer can, you have the koozie. It can also be used to hold your curling iron or hair straightener. Has anybody ever burned their countertop? I have two girls in my house. And so the iFlex is actually heat resistant up to 500 degrees. So you can bend it. So now your hair straightener or curling iron can sit on the iFlex. We have people that they hook it to the back of the seat in the vehicle, and it'll suspend and hold their tablet for the kid in the back seat. Travelers hook it onto their carry-on luggage. They hook it onto the handle so they can sit there while they wait for their plane. They can watch their show without having to hold it. Nice.
Grocery cart. I see in the gallery, the grocery cart hanging off I love that, off the front of the grocery
cart. At the grocery cart, hook it to the front. You can put your phone there. Your grocery list is right there. By the pool. I don't know if you guys have ever had this, but your phone gets really hot because of the black face of your screen. And so it's a dual purpose. So you can actually bend the iFlex into like a C, and then you can keep your phone off of the pool ground so it doesn't get wet. It shades it, and it amplifies your music.
Like a little shade.
Yeah.
A phone shade. It's like an umbrella for the phone. It's not an umbrella. It's a cabana.
It's a cabana.
For your phone at the beach.
Yes.
I'm in. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, and honestly, where I use mine the most is on my coffee table. So I have my Fire Stick, I have my Fios remote, and I have my TV remote. I bend it into like a wave, and I never lose my remote. I know exactly where they are. I'm never hunting through the cushions, and I'm never in trouble with the wife.
Sorry about that, Scott. I kind of zoned out. I was looking through all your Instagram photos of ways that people had used it. And Steven's waving at me like, hello, are you part of the interviewer?
No, not at all. Scott, listen, you didn't have to point that out. You didn't have to point that out. It was okay. I just was wondering if. All right. So so from what I see on the website, again, theiflex.com, I see blue and I see pink. Are those the only two colors that they're available in?
No, actually we have a full array of colors.
Oh, good.
Blue, pink, green. We have a dark blue, navy blue, which is, I'll call it Air Force blue, which is one of my favorites.
There you go.
We have black, which is one of our top sellers. And we have a white, and we're actually coming out now with, possibly some printed versions. Ooh. So we can actually do in mold printing. And they're just absolutely beautiful. But we haven't released any of those. We're just doing the testing right now on them.
And do you still have the mini, or did that not come out?
So we do have the mini.
Okay.
We've got a few different sizes now. So we have the mini, which is great for cell phones. You can stick it in your purse. A gentleman can carry it in their coat pocket. It's great. And then we have the original size, which is wonderful for tablets. And it can actually hold, I have a very large tablet that's 17 inches, and it will actually support that tablet.
Wow.
And then we just released an exclusive, and it's kind of in between. It's actually 9 inches by 4 inches. And that's for one of our retailers that is exclusive to them.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. So Tiffany was very, very excited because we here on Product Genius booked Scott Anderson with the iFlex, and he's got not only the big news that he has officially retired from 30 years of military service. Let me be, I'm sure, not the first and hopefully not the last to say thank you very much for your service to this country.
Thank you, and
thank you that on the very first day after fully retiring, you come and be with us on this goofy show, but we're glad you're here. But I was also told by Tiffany that Product Genius, and Tiffany gets all the credit. Tiffany gets 100% of the credit for this. We got a scoop on the show today, right? So you guys are announcing something pretty big this month here in October of 2020.
We are. So give you a little background on the iFlex. We launched the product July of last year. My partner, I'm in the military, and he's actually a nurse. And we launched a product in July of last year, just looking for a little extra, beer and fishing money. And it took off really fast. By October, we had brought on a product consultant. By November, we had a wholesaler. January, we were at the Consumer Electronics Show, which was very overwhelming. You've got all these robots and high tech, and we're walking in with the iFlex that doesn't even have a battery. And we received so much love from that area. And so that's January. And today we've actually finalized, and we started shipping all of our iFlex to Walmart distribution centers. And we hit the shelves of Walmart, 922 stores for the first test in probably about 2 weeks.
Incredible. That's exciting.
iFlex in Walmart.
You know, it's funny because I've joked on the show before that everybody wants to get in Target and Walmart. You know, that's their first big jump. But this is a product that belongs there.
Absolutely.
I mean, it just belongs there.
Absolutely.
It's an impulse buy of you walking by and thinking, I need this.
and listen. Utilitarian. That means it should be available both on the website and through Amazon and Walmart and all the to anyone. Right. By the way, I'm just on a quest to say utilitarian as much as I can because it's on the homepage of the iFlex. And it's a great word to describe what it does. That's nothing's more utilitarian than I can put my cell phone on it and it also holds my tacos. Which, by the way, that's the other one we didn't talk about. If you design it just the right way, you can have your nice little tacos delivered. So,
I like that. And truly, who does not like to have a nice, clean plate of tacos?
There you go. Absolutely. I love it. We're speaking with Scott Anderson. He is with iFlex. And so, Scott, you know, you talk about it launched last year. And from giving that timeline, there might be some people from our audience listening going, man, he got it so easy. Mm-hmm. Look at how much it took off here in the last year. I know, even though it launched last year and there's a lot of good, I'm sure there were some obstacles. What were some of the biggest obstacles that you guys have experienced that our listeners will go, oh, I didn't expect that on a good first year.
Right. So, yeah, you know, we should be very proud. I mean, we're almost it's like a unicorn. I mean, who comes up with their first product and gets it into Walmart a year after they launch? And it's not typical. And we sometimes still shake our head going, wow, I can't believe this is happening to us and so quick. But during that time, you know, here's some of the things that we've had issues with. We've had issues with freight forwarding. We've had issues with, you know, we do manufacture overseas. Holidays. This is something we learned. We did not know that in mainland China, there are a lot of holidays. So when we're trying to meet end goals and we're trying to get shipping out, we're sometimes delayed. We had issues with, you know, manufacturing and mold costs. And we actually, here's the biggest problem that we honestly had was in the retail. We do not understand retail, but we did understand that we needed to be teamed up with somebody smarter than us, mm-hmm. that was an expert in this field that could take us to where we could go. Because in the retail arena, it's warfare out there.
Yes, it is.
I mean, me in the military, I'm like, I can do this, but it's
brutal.
It can be ugly. And so we were approached by, you know, numerous people, and we were on cloud nine going, wow, everybody loves what we're doing. And then what happened was that one of the guys that we had talked to, we sent him samples and everything, which we didn't care because we were already selling on e-commerce anyways. So we sent him the samples, and then we got asked to be on QVC. We had my product consultant had a meeting with QVC, and they said, wait a second, we've already seen this. And she goes, there's no way. And she goes, no. And come to find out, the one individual knocked us off and actually took it to QVC and got on QVC before we did.
Mm.
That's war.
So, yeah.
And you should be sharing that openly, whether it's, you know, that person considers it slander or whatever they think. These are the types of things that happen all the time in this industry. It's disgusting. People will beat you to the punch anytime they can with your own product. And I hate that happened to you, but it looks like you have rebounded well.
What do they call it? The iFlux instead of the iFlex or something stupid like that? Well, we don't want
to.
I don't care. Move on.
I don't want to promote them.
Amen. Amen, brother.
And then really the other obstacle, and this is really counterintuitive, is when you're doing well, you know, everybody's like, wow, you guys are making it happen. Mm-hmm. But then on the backside, I was scrambling. I was taking out personal loans and trying to figure out funding because until we signed our royalty deal, we truly had to do everything on our own. So we were carrying, you know, product for, you know, 90 days until we got paid. There were some pieces that were consignment. And as we were growing, we just could not fund ourselves. And that was one of the largest obstacles. And it's counterintuitive because you're making money, but right. It seems like more was going out.
Yeah, you're only making enough to come up with the next idea, and well, then funding it is a whole different ballgame.
And Tiffany, you've talked about this in some past episodes where people think, you know, oh, you were on Shark Tank, and then, you know, I saw an update with you, mm-hmm. so you must be worth millions and millions of dollars, and it that's not the reality when you're building the brand, correct?
And that's not the reality for any small business owner, let's be real. My dad was a small business owner for 35 years until he shut it down, you know, earlier this year. And he was never wealthy in the sense of, you know, having tons of extra money. He just supported his family in a different way. He didn't go in and punch a time clock. And so it's the same in the retail world. Yes, he's going to Walmart. Scott's not going to be a millionaire because he went into Walmart. He's going to have to work to prove those sales in those 900 stores and hopefully grow small from there up.
Well, so one of the things about the product-based business is, you know, and Scott, you can speak to this as well, but that next move to Walmart, it's the next step. There's mm-hmm. another level. There's a new, you know, this goes to a type or a level of business that you weren't achieving before. Not that before was worse. It's just a different level.
Well, and it's a great teaching lesson that Scott or his royalty company, the company he licensed to, had to fund that. So they had to fund all of that inventory to go into there. It's not like they, when you sell into Walmart, when someone who hasn't done this before thinks that you've sold into Walmart and they've written you a big check. It doesn't work that way. It's going to be time before Scott makes the profit.
This deal, Scott, was not Walmart going, we'd like you to be in the store and here's $500,000 in order to make that happen. That's not the way it goes. Yeah, right?
It would be great if they pre-funded everything. Yep. And what we found out is like CVS, they were very interested with us, but it's all scan-based transactions.
Yes. It's consignment, essentially.
Exactly. So unless you've got that partner, that distributor that has those deep pockets, and truly, we're kind of lucky because we really have no sales history. I mean, there's no projections. I mean, we're a new item, and everyone out there is taking a risk on us because they believe in our product, which, you know, we're going back and we're kind of a hybrid royalty. So most people will sign over their product and let it run. We actually stay involved. So we work with manufacturers. We work, you know, discussing like PDQ designs on packaging, all of that. So we're still there. And we are now starting to develop line extensions of the iFlex. And we're currently talking through our distributors, not me personally, but with Viacom and Nickelodeon on licensing. And the idea is that, like, I've got two granddaughters, and, you know, they start with a tablet at, geez, 2, 3, 4 years old. And if we can work with specific companies to create those brands, we could be a brand for these little guys for the next 20, 30, 40 years. And I mean, we want to support everybody's tablet and everybody's cell phone for years to come.
Well, as you continue to talk to Viacom and Nickelodeon, if I were you, Scott, I would hold out for the iFlex superhero, you know, the utilitarian product.
Go talk to Marvel.
Well, yeah, no, can you imagine iFlex as a superhero? You know, it just shows, and it can do whatever is needed by the team.
kind of cute.
Yeah. I like the way this is going.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. So
you can have little arms that come in and hold on. See,
either DC or Marvel, one of those two.
I like it. The iFlex, and then so people can have their iFlex to hold their stuff, and then they have the iFlex action figure. And it also holds stuff. So, you know.
Yes. I don't know if you saw one of the claymation videos we did, but we actually created a ninja on an airplane.
I saw that.
Throw an iFlex to everybody.
I love it. So definitely go check out theiFlex.com. Great website that has some really good stuff. So I'm daring myself to ask this question. You have the iFlex. You also have the mini. Anything in development that you can't share everything about? But I mean, goodness gracious, you've created one of the greatest, coolest new products that's so utilitarian and useful. Is there anything else on the drawing board now that you can at least, I mean, but, or is it just, hey, I got one life-changing invention in me, so I've already put it out. What's next?
No, so a lot of the retailers, you know, they like the idea of the iFlex, but they're looking for a program, you know? So we've got the iFlex and they're like, what's coming along with it? So we're actually in development of two new items that go with the iFlex line. We've got another item that we're currently working on, and we've actually talked with Mattel, Party City, AmScan, and American Greetings, but we're really, really young on that program. But with the iFlex, we've created what we call the iFlex Silver, and it's actually antibacterial. So we've tested it through Intertech, and it will kill 99% E. coli and staph. So we're taking that technology now that we created with our silicone, and we're going to create a new iFlex Silver, and then we're going to also do iFlex tablet and cell phone cases.
Oh, cool.
And they're going to be antibacterial.
Nice.
And the tablet case is going to It's going to integrate the actual iFlex to be able to use it as its kickstand. I mean, you could do it portrait, you could do it sideways, you can flip it over. So we are working on those.
When you okay, so I'm going to ask you, I'm allowed one dumb question a show. I haven't done it yet, I don't think. When you say antibacterial, the case itself will be yes. antibacterial and therefore resistant?
Yes, wow. Absolutely. Wow. So when you're holding that or your kid is chewing on that, even though we use an FDA food grade silicone, sure. that it's not going to allow bacteria to grow on the case itself, or even on the iFlex. It's not going to allow the bacteria to grow. It actually has shown a kill rate of 99% of staph and E. coli.
Man, come on, hey, Scott, if you don't get a if you don't get a show for a superhero for iFlex, come on. It is a superhero. It's antibacterial 99%. Hey, 99%. Gifford, where have I heard that before? That's the shipping rate of FSI.
That's right.
You like that segue? That was nice. Good. I did that just for you.
99.95.
There you go. Nice, man. Scott, I'm scared to end the interview because I'm, you know, before I might wait, end it, more. You go, I'm working on a cure for cancer too. I mean, goodness gracious.
Well, we are working on a product that addresses some of the issues we're having with COVID. So that's part of the conversations we're having with American Greetings, Mattel, and Party City AmScan. So that's soon to come.
I love it.
I'll let you know.
Okay. So
I'll let you scoop me.
So the website is theiflex.com. If people want to keep up with the latest news and the next scoop, if you don't come back on Product Genius, are there any other social media? How do people keep track of you beyond just the website?
Absolutely. So we got a Facebook page, Facebook.com, theiflex. We have an Instagram, theiflex. And then, of course, I mean, you definitely can connect with me on LinkedIn.
And we can buy the product at Walmart coming very, very soon. We can also order it through the website. Let me ask this. Any particular way you'd like to promote them getting the product or just, hey, go to Walmart, go to the website, go wherever, anywhere you can find iFlex.
Do we happen to know where it's going to be located inside of Walmart?
You know, it's interesting you ask that question because we've seen some of the layouts, the mods, and they were talking about two different places. So until we actually see the final, it's either going to be probably near the checkout because it's going to be just a grab and go because we gave Walmart an exceptionally good price and an exclusive size. They're getting the 9x4, so it's between the mini and the original.
Okay.
Or it's going to be back with the electronics.
Okay. In some sort of display, or how will people find it if they're looking for it?
So, so it's going to be actually on a hanger.
Oh, okay.
So they'll be able to see it. And it's going to, we don't really know the stores yet. So we'll get that listing, but it's going to hit 922 stores, which we're excited about. Most people, when I mention that, they go, 900 stores? Mm-hmm. Most tests are done with 200 at most. So we're super excited about that. And so what I would say is, you know, definitely, you know, check your Walmart, help us out. Cause if we can get people to get out and we can fly through that, these are going to be great stocking stuffers or even gifts, you know, for the office, people teleworking that, you know, we'll start getting those reorders and then Walmart will say, oh, this is a good product. You
Scott,
know, we
got to
keep these guys going.
When you get that store list from Walmart, I would suggest you have your website person build in a search so that people can come onto your website and actually find the nearest Walmart. Because if it's, for example, if they're not going to California at all, then they need to know that they're in their state.
That's a great idea. I'll tell myself because I do have the website.
Okay. There you go. Note to self.
So Scott Anderson with iFlex. Also, let's give a little love and a shout out. Chris Hegland. Is the gentleman you mentioned who is also behind the product. The two of you together created the product, correct?
Yeah. Chris has been one of my best friends for 20 years out in Wyoming. So in fact, Chris is a travel nurse. He's actually headed to Laramie, Wyoming to work out there doing COVID testing. So he's kind of transitioning over there for now. So he's the one that actually gave the basic idea of the iFlex.
And I would like to go back to the very beginning of the interview. This all started with, hey, let's do something to get a little extra beer money. That was some of the best ideas in the history of mankind. Yeah. Are, hey, this would be cool to get a little extra beer money, right?
We had a simple goal, and we wanted tacos and beer. We take little trips down to Puerto Vallarta, and we're like, God, it'd be nice if we could just self-fund this. And
instead, you created one of the greatest utilitarian products that's come out in the last few years, but a product that will hold your tacos and beers.
Well, the question is did he say to his partner at the time, he's like, hey, y'all watch this.
hold my beer. I like it. Scott, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for sharing your story. And thank you for creating the iFlex, because I know what I'm buying my wife for Christmas now.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Scott Anderson with the iFlex. Go to theiflex.com. Follow him on social media. So again, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you, guys. I truly appreciate this.
Absolutely. Tiffany, man,
that one makes me proud.
Yeah,
coming from a long line of military, it was funny because a lot of people. I put a post out there that we had an open show for small business, and we had probably 100 people on that LinkedIn post sharing their companies. Yeah. And then Scott said he shared his and said, "I'd love to do it." And then right below he said, "Oh, and by the way, my anniversary or my first day of retirement is Thursday." And I went, "Oh, Scott, really? You're going to play at my military heartstrings? I couldn't help it. You know,
kudos. That was our, you know what." That's called marketing.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Placement. Marketing placement.
Yeah. That's right. That was fantastic. So great story, great product. And what I loved was, again, everybody thinking about that story, you know, oh man, that's a perfect. Everything went perfect. No, there were still issues. Yeah. You know, we can do a show about.
Well, he may still have some challenges.
He still will.
I mean, he definitely has challenges coming with Walmart. So it's as much as we wish him well, he's going to have some of those that flop and some do extremely well. And we'd have to hear back from him maybe 6 months from now and see, you know, how did it actually go?
So if he got on because this is his last day in the military, what would have to happen, Gifford, for him to get back on 6 months?
Selling out in Walmart, right?
Yeah. Somebody bought me out for $1 billion.
Yeah.
I want to come on and tell
people. Well, let's just do the checkup, you know, the 6 month checkup. Oh. Right? Just kind of a little segue and maybe a potential end of the show going, hey, by the way, we're going to talk to this guy.
Well, I do know somebody that could help him if, as he takes that next level and obviously getting stuff to Walmart, but, you know, logistically, man, when people need that next level, and we joked about getting out of the garage and
right.
But even if they're already working with somebody, they can work with you guys. How do people get a hold of you, and how do they get in touch with FSI?
Well, they can call 678-391-5980 and ask to speak to sales department or me or Gifford.
They can ask to speak to Gifford.
Well, I would just want to be, you know, or yeah. Seth or Amy or anybody, and yeah. We can help you.
Everybody there's just go to
FSI3PL.com, and there's a way to get in contact with us that way.
Gifford, thank you for being a genius.
Well, so are you.
Why are you laughing, Tiffany?
Oh, sorry.
Thank you for being a genius.
Was that out loud?
That was directed, that you are too, is directed at Tiffany.
Yeah. So.
She laughed at you. I just
she
want to
did.
Say.
She did. I know.
Thanks
She's not
for
laughing
being,
at me. She's laughing with me.
Right. That's right. I'm laughing in here,
yes,
where
you
it
are.
Counts.
Right.
Thanks for being a genius. Thanks for FSI being such a great genius of this show and handling something that every business needs to deal with, which is shipping and logistics. And
we love the partnership.
I love it. And Tiffany Krumans.com, momgenius.com. Any last parting comments? After all, it is your show.
Nope, not really.
Great. That's why you have me, to be the slightly annoying co-host to wrap up the show. So for Jody Smith, the easiest podcaster in the history of the world to work with, and for our partner Gifford Pace from FSI and Tiffany Krumans, this is Stephen Julian saying we'll catch you next time on Product Genius.
I was going to say, he maybe.
Scott, you
hey,
still there?
Scott.
Yeah, no, I'm still here.